I want to release the words of my gratitude and appreciation, thanksgiving to you in the atmosphere. I want to charge the atmosphere with your presence around me. So I lift my voice. Hallelujah. Even in my private time, I want to lift my voice. I want to tell them I'm grateful, Lord. Whoo, how many times I've done that all by myself. I said, Lord, I'm so grateful. Whoo, I said, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I am. I'm so grateful. All of my mess up, all of my mess up trying to grow up, you helped me to get up. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. So I say, Lord Jehovah, you are my shepherd. I shall not lack, I shall not want. In pastures of tender green, he caused me to lie down. King James said he called me to lie down in green pastures. Huh? My soul, he refreshes. He leads me in the path of, in the path, in his paths are for his name's sake. For also when I walk in the valley of death's shadow, I fear no evil. So he leads me in the path of righteousness. When I walk by quiet waters, he calls my soul to be refreshed. And he leads me in the paths for his name's sake. In these paths where there's quietness, there's calmness. Hallelujah. He does it for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I go through the valley, and the King James says that I go through the valley of the shadow of death. Are y'all listening? When I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will, who will? I will do what? Fear no evil. Can I give you something to think about the next time when death try to make a threat on your life? Can I give you? I heard somebody say this many years ago. When you go through the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist said, I will fear no evil. What? Who will? I will do what? Fear not some evil, no evil. You know why? Shadow of death is like the shadow of a dog. Have it ever bit you? I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't quite get it. Have the shadow of a dog ever bit you? Well, that's the same way with shadow of death. It can't do nothing to you when you know who's in you. Yeah. Are you listening? Yeah. You know he said, I satisfy you with what? Long life. The number of your days I what? Will fulfill. So when the shadow of death shows up, I don't feel no evil. Because I already know life, are y'all in the house?
Yeah.
Life has already conquered death. For the law of the spirit of life. This is Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has what? Made me free from the law of sin and death. Hello? Amen. So I'm free from it. That means death can't come in my life until I'm finished. That's why they did everything they could to kill Paul. Huh? I said they did everything they could. Paul talks about his life. He said, I've been shipwrecked. I've been beaten. I've been stoned. They left me for dead. I've been on the sea. And I went through perils of robbers, all kind of stuff. And he stood at the end of his journey. What did Paul say? I have fought. What did Paul say? I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished my course. Now I'm ready. That's the only time they could cut his head off. I don't care what you do now. I don't care what you do now because I'm finished. I'm done with this body. You can do what you want to because you're not going to touch me. Death can never touch you again. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. That I can fulfill my purpose in life. Hallelujah. This is why he wants you to know the goodness of God. Let me see. Ooh, yeah, yeah. This is why he wants you to know his goodness. Let me give you another. Another illustration of this. I got, yeah. First John, not First John, St. John, chapter 9, verse 1. Give me the King James. St. John 9, 1. Now watch this story here. Listen to this one. Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? Watch what I'm going to show you, the mercy of God, the goodness of God. Are you in the house? Who did sin? The man? Or his parents, that he were born blind. Look what Jesus said. Jesus answered, what? Neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him. See, with Adam, transgression caused that man to be blind, because there were no blindness in the earth. There was no death in the earth until Adam did what he did. Can you? But look what he did. He said that the work of God. See, that is the reason. That's the very reason Jesus came to do the work of God, to eliminate the work of Satan. I'll show you. Ooh, hallelujah. Watch this. This is why he came. Go ahead. He said what? I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is what? Other way, he was talking about while he was here. He had to work because he was only to be on this earth for 33 and a half years. And so he had to work the work of him, the God worked while he was here. Because he said, later on, you're going to become the light of the world, so I'm not going to go there. But this is what he was doing. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. All right? As long as I'm in the world, I am what? That is. Keep going. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Huh. And said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. That was one of the smelliest pools, I guess, is where they dumped the sewer in. He went his way. So I say to you, how bad you want what God had for you? That man didn't question. He went his way. What happened? He went his way, therefore, and washed and came what? Sin. It was his obedience. What was it? It was his obedience to what Jesus said. That's open the blind man's eyes. Hello? Are you with me so far?